This is a podfic of pink carnations and orange lilies by Wonderlandian Geek, read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom is Skate the Infinity, and the relationship is Tadashi / Oka. Rating is teen and up. This is the second work in the Stop and Smell the Flowers universe. Summary: Oka takes Tadashi out on a picnic with a surprise at the end of the day. Author's notes. Haha! It definitely hasn't been 2.5 years since I posted the first part in this series. Why would you even ask? Special thanks goes to the VTMB Skate Book Club and my fellow mods at the 821 for convincing me I needed to write more about these two adorable sweethearts. Lol. Reader's notes. I'm recording this as part of the Skate to 1 Million event. I already recorded the first part, and so I'm really happy to see the second part get posted. Thanks to Wonderlandian Geek for having blanket permission to podfic. Tadashi and Oka have been dating for a few months now, and it's taken this long for their schedules to line up with enough time for them to do more than have dinner. They do get to spend time together at S every week or so, but S isn't really a good spot for a date, for the two of them at least. It seems to be a perfectly fine date spot for Kyun-kun and Hasegawa-kun. But finally, Oka has the whole day off, and Tadashi is only helping out at Tulip in the morning. So Oka had promised to take Tadashi out in the afternoon and evening. He'd even warned him that it would probably be smart to bring an overnight bag, which had Tadashi blushing for hours when he realized what that likely meant. So, come 2 o'clock, he hangs up his apron, says goodbye to Hinoka and Hiromi on his way out of Tulip, and drives over to Oka's apartment. Unlike every single other time he's been over to Oka's, his boyfriend is standing on his porch waiting for him, a grin spread across his face. He's pulling at the passenger side door before Tadashi has even put the car in park, waving at him through the window. As soon as the car is parked, Oka swings open the door and slides in. He's carrying a backpack, which he places on his lap once he's buckled. "Hey, babe," Oka says, leaning over to place a soft kiss on Tadashi's cheek. Tadashi smiles and grabs his hand. "Hi, Shukichi," he replies. "Where to?" Oka still hasn't told him where he plans on taking him. He'd said he wanted it to be a surprise. "Well, I hope it's still interesting, considering you've just spent 4 hours working in a flower shop, but I'd planned to go to the botanical gardens." Tadashi's eyes widen, and he feels his face split into a smile. He's always wanted to go to the Southeast Botanical Gardens, but Ainosuke had never been interested in plants and flowers like he is, so he's never had the chance to. Oka catches the shift in his expression and laughs. "I guess I picked right. I even brought us a picnic for dinner." Tadashi's smile widens, and he pulls away from the curb. The gardens are beautiful, and they share a picnicked dinner in one of the gazebos. Tadashi spends almost the whole time talking about the plants, telling Oka fun facts about them and how they're cared for, and that his father had taught him when he was young. They stay just long enough to see the decorations light up once it gets dark, and then head on their way. Let me drive this time, Oka says, stepping in front of Tadashi and blocking his way to the car. Tadashi raises his eyebrows at him in surprise. Oka never wants to drive. I want our last destination to be a complete surprise, he explains. After a second of silence, Tadashi acquiesces. He nods and walks around the car to the passenger seat. As he buckles himself in, Oka says, Oh, and could you keep your eyes closed? Like I said, it's a surprise. All right, Tadashi chuckles. He closes his eyes and leans his head back, feeling the car rumble around him and listening to Oka hum along with the music. Eventually, the car comes to a stop, and Tadashi hears Oka unbuckling himself. He starts to open his eyes, but immediately his boyfriend places his hand over them. Not yet, Oka insists, when we get inside. Tadashi rolls his eyes beneath Oka's hand, but again nods and says, Okay, I'm trusting you. He hears Oka chuckle as he removes his hand, and then he slips out of the car and comes around to help Tadashi out the passenger door. Oka guides him through the entrance to a building. They stop at one point, seemingly to check in for something, and then continue on down a hallway and into a room. Finally, Oka takes his hands off of Tadashi's elbow, gripping his hand instead and says, Okay, you can open your eyes now. Tadashi does, and immediately he feels his face light up in an intense blush. The hazy purple light in the room reveals several ocean-themed decorations and a large circular bed in the center of the room. He recognizes this room. It's the same room in the same hotel that he brought Reki to all those months ago. Shokichi, you didn't, he says bluntly. Oka just grins at him, shaking with hardly suppressed laughter. And what if I did? He asks, squeezing Tadashi's hand. Tadashi lets go of Oka to bury his face in his hands. I hate you, he groans. Love you too, Oka chirps, wrapping his hands around Tadashi's waist from behind and perching his chin on Tadashi's shoulder. It takes a second for the words to register for both of them, at which point they both stiffen. You what? Tadashi whispers through his hands. It's Oka's turn to hide out of embarrassment, and he buries his face in the crook of Tadashi's neck. I said I love you and, he takes a deep breath. I think I do. You don't have to say it back. I just want you to know. Tadashi feels his heart stutter. The only person to ever tell him they loved him was his father, and they hadn't seen each other in person since he retired years ago. Inosuke never said it to him. No matter the developments in their relationship or how often Tadashi said it, he'd almost given up on hearing it from anyone, always having to be the one to express it himself. But Oka said it before Tadashi even realized that what he was feeling was love. Because now that he was thinking about it, Tadashi reaches behind him to place a hand on top of Oka's head. No, I think I love you too. And he does. Oka is home for him. He feels safe and happy just thinking about him. He wants to spend as much time with him as possible. Always. He can't really put it into words yet, but he knows he loves him. The room is silent for a long time, both reveling in their confessions. Oka squeezes his arms around Tadashi's waist, just a bit tighter, and presses a kiss to the nape of his neck.
We don't have to stay the night or anything. I just thought it would be funny to bring you here.
Kyon-kun cannot know about this. They do end up spending the night at the Love Hotel. The end. Reader's notes. If you enjoyed this story, please consider going back to the original work and leaving kudos and/or comments to the original author. Thanks for listening.